of Wrestling podcast. We are back after a 1 week injury hiatus. I tore my ACL, but I used my John Cena healing powers to come back from the injured dead. A lot has happened. A lot. Wrestling is a rockin'. The road to WrestleMania is paved with goodies. So let's just dive right into it. Remember, rate and subscribe to this podcast. Do I have to say it every time? Give us 5 stars. We deserve it. This is a 5-star podcast, okay? If Kenny Omega versus Okada was a 6-star match, this is a 5-star podcast. I don't know what that means. All right. Hey, this is a man that's been on this podcast a bajillion times. This is a man who needs no introduction, so we're not going to give him one. A little Leslie Neal. And humor coming at you. Alex Newman, what's up?
Hey, not much. How are you?
So we missed last week, and last week was coming off what I missed? There was something big. Oh, the chamber happened this weekend. What did I miss last week? Something very big. All right, whatever. I have to dig back in my notes that I didn't get to use. But okay, so a lot going on in wrestling. Like always, there's always a lot going on in wrestling. Not to mention that the president's been stunnered before. Just leaving that aside, we could fill a whole podcast with that.
Did you see that picture? It was of the McMahon family with Trump, and it was like Stone Cold has stunned 84% of the people in this picture.
Yeah. That's great. Okay, so Bray Wyatt is the champion. I would say that's the biggest news in wrestling right now. So how do you feel about that, Alex? And did you see it coming?
Yeah, I did kind of see it coming, but this is the coldest take ever. I think it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's a real cold. That is a cold take. Like, no one talks about cold takes. That is a great call. Cold take. My cold take is you deserve it.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm super pumped for him, and I hope that they give him like a nice long run with it.
Yeah. So, all right. So, we all knew Bray Wyatt was going to win. It's kind of weird.
Right.
It's because it's like the guy who never gets over is now we all knew when he was going to get over. Not to mention the betting lines, because apparently this is something I learned recently, is that if you look at the betting odds at Vegas for wrestling right before it happens, it's normally the winner.
Yeah. Right? They were working at the Rumble.
Yes, right. Yeah, exactly. And also the reason it was revealed is because if Randy Orton is going to be the number one contender and they're keeping the belt lines linear, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you have to go for the SmackDown belt. Then the only match that we want to see is Bray Randy.
Right.
And maybe Randy AJ.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anybody AJ.
Yeah.
Anybody
AJ, but we already knew AJ's going with the Shane match.
Right.
So, for whatever reason, I think that feud is being sparked because he owes him a number one contender match.
Right, yeah.
That's going to be their big Mania feud, which will have about as much stakes as Shane's match last year because it didn't affect anything.
Right.
If he lost, he had to leave the company, and he's now the GM of SmackDown with taking zero breaks.
Right.
It's terrific. Yeah, so Bray won. Had you the Elimination Chamber pay per view? All right, felt very soon after Rumble to a degree that was weird.
Right,
it feels almost like the Big Four pay per views, the mixed pay per views, are like there's no thought into how close they are to the brand specific pay per views.
Right,
so it's they can pop up like one weekend before.
Yeah,
and like Cena held the belt for 2 weeks. I don't know.
This is John Cena being a transitional champion.
Right. Which says to me a few things. It makes me think that Cena's leaving before we think.
Right.
And they're trying to get him to 17 faster. Because I was like, what's the rush to have him break that record?
Right, yeah.
You know?
That's what I was saying. I thought they were going to try to find some way to make it a triple threat at Mania.
Right.
So that he breaks it then.
Yeah.
Because I got the same feeling. He feels like he's sort of going Hollywood.
Right. But maybe the thought process is that he wants to break it while he's like a pretty active wrestler. That might be the thought. Like he might, I could see him in his head being like, when I'm a full on part timer, I don't want to win the belt because I will be booed out of the building. You know?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, right now he's actually in a pretty sweet spot. Like Cena's all respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Bray Wyatt winning the belt. I mean, way long overdue. He got big pop on SmackDown to the point where this goes back to a point I consistently make on this podcast, which is the power of giving somebody the belt goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Like the guys like I think Stone Cold and it perpetuates that, like grabbing the brass ring. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I mean, you see how Ziggler possibly this is a Ziggler bias podcast. I'll always say that. But a guy like that with that ability, arguably the most talented in-ring wrestler in the company or most exciting, the one who works. He works the crowd the most.
Yeah.
Can be completely buried by booking and not giving him opportunity.
Yeah, which is what's happening again right now.
Right.
Like he's losing and then having hissy fits, and then that's totally his character.
And Bray Wyatt, people on this podcast have came on here and been like, yeah, he's not doing it for me anymore. And then my argument was consistently that it's all booking. Like, right. The reason you don't like Bray Wyatt is because he doesn't win.
Yeah.
Right? So they've decided that he's a Doink the Clown, right? Like he's just a big character and that's it.
Yeah.
But the thing with Bray that I think that when he was holding the belt, and by the way, he passed my test, which was, I was doing a little bet in my head. Can he wear the belt?
Oh,
is he too fat to wear the belt? He's on the border of feeling like too fat.
Yeah.
He was wearing it around the waist.
It's on the last two little hooks.
Was it
back.
On?
The,
did yeah. you see?
No, I don't
was
know.
On the last snap.
It's how I wear my hat on my big ass head. Last snap.
Yeah. My point about Bray is that, and consistently the point I've made about Bray Wyatt is that he cuts promos that make like no sense.
Uh-huh.
You never know what he wants, but this time he was holding the belt and he was like, I want the belt.
Yeah.
It's like, even if you're going to be kooky, all right, cool. You want a championship. You want a title.
Yeah.
Like the boogeyman character I don't think he wanted titles. You know, he was just like to be a character. So I think he was toying that line of like a fun character for the show and a serious heavyweight contender. But when you see him and he cares about the belt and you see him holding it, and he's definitely crying.
Yeah.
Which was dope.
Yeah.
I brought some humanity to a character that sometimes gets lost in character. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. I love that promo that he cut at the beginning of SmackDown because it when he said that he's holding the whole damn world in his hands, it's like, oh, okay, yeah. Now it all comes together.
That I got the feels, baby.
Yeah.
I got that was great. I wrote the quote down just so he's he said he's got I got the whole damn world in my hands, but there's a lead up to it. But yeah, I mean, you deserve it. The other thing that came up in my head was like, tell me if you feel this. He gets those you deserve it chants, and he got big pop from the crowd in a way where it felt like that arena was filled with smarks or like with, you know, dedicated wrestling fans of wrestling. Where I feel like when we get to this part of when we get to WrestleMania, it's starting to have that attitude of, it's, you know, this is when it's not for wrestling fans anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
But I felt like this worked out and wrestling fans are there, you know? I just feel like these arenas are filled with people who like wrestling. I don't know what studies they do. I don't know if they do any studies about who's just like, let's just go to WWE for the night. Or how many people are like, yo, WWE's in town. Awesome that I get to watch Raw live as opposed to when I normally watch it in my house.
Yeah.
Like, how many people are fans in the crowd as opposed to people who want to see John Cena?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's a way to. It's probably 50-50, right? Because that's how it goes, right? Like, John Cena sucks. Chance being, like, half the crowd, literally. But, yeah, it was Anaheim, right? That's where SmackDown was?
Yeah.
Anaheim? Yeah, it was a good crowd.
Yeah, they were good. California, it's great crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what that is. I don't. I know there is there is validity to the casual fan.
Yes.
We bring in Cash fan John Wadowski. He's a friend of the show. He's came on and he's talked about how when he sees Triple H's on a card, he's interested.
Yeah.
You know, until these guys die off. Yeah. So Bray Wyatt. So, okay. Well, while we're talking about Bray Wyatt, the end of SmackDown, Bray, which by the way, Bray is also, it's amazing how he also is, he's the champion, but he's also hit a really great groove in costuming, which is, that's what this podcast specializes in, is male costume rankings.
Yeah.
I feel like the skinny jeans pants look great.
Right.
The more form-fitting shirt that shows off his belly.
Yeah.
That's great. I feel like for a while he was wearing very baggy. It was a lot of baggy work.
Yeah, yeah.
Tight is always the answer. I know for like, you know, when I'm feeling fat, I don't want to wear tight stuff because then I like don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's I just feel like, it's clinging to me. Like when it's loose, I'm like, all right, I'm hiding stuff. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I'm a kind of a large guy.
Yeah. So I understand like when he's wearing the loose stuff, but you have to understand two other people. You always look better in tight stuff, even if you're fat.
Yeah.
That's just the deal.
That's something I figured out in like early high school.
Right.
It was like, oh, I guess if I can wear like slimming things, it'll look more like contoured and less.
Yeah.
Like I'm just like a big frump.
To the point that Bray Wyatt's belly, when he's wearing the tighter shirt, it looks cool. It like fits the character.
Yeah. I love how he leveled up too. Like he's now that he's a champ, he has like a new jacket. Like he has like a, with the spikes and all this.
The serial killer. He's always got the serial killer jacket, like a patchwork serial. I can't say serial today. That sucks, man. Cause that's a big podcast. Well, I guess it was, but we shit on cereal here. Sub game of this podcast is we shit on cereal. Yeah. So I think also he got the dreads. Those like fucking look awesome.
Yeah.
They look awesome. I mean, they probably suck.
Yeah.
Cause those are perms, right? Those are like permanent.
They're real. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. And he's always, I mean,
you ever had dreads?
No, I had an Afro.
Afro.
I don't know. Well,
you ever had dreads?
Jufro.
No dreads, only the fro.
No, only the fro.
Only the fro.
My friend Phoebe, she has dreadlocks.
Yeah.
And one time she was sleeping. She lives in New York, and she'll stay at our place when she's in town. And she was in town. She had dreadlocks, and my dog ate one of the dreadlocks out of her head. And she told that story on Conan. She was like on the panel on Conan, and I got it out of his mouth, and then just like here, and I handed it to her. Like, what do you do? What's the protocol guy handing a black girl her dreadlock back?
How did it come off so easy?
I don't know.
Just like. I don't know. I guess that's weird.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. The weirder thing about that, this has nothing to do with wrestling, but it's costuming, which is part of wrestling.
Sure.
Although, is that offensive to call dreads costuming?
Probably.
In the Bray Wyatt sense, it is. Is that like at the moment when it happened? It was nothing. Like, I just gave it to her. Like, I don't even think we laughed about it. I was like, whatever. But then, like, to her, that was a moment.
Right.
You know, she told it on Conan. I was like, oh, was that something?
It impacted her, yeah.
Yeah. You know when someone else is having a moment almost at your expense or whatever? And you're like, I just thought that was a very forgettable moment.
Right.
Anyway. So we all kind of knew Bray Wyatt was winning, but two things. One thing is I'm not sure what the thought process is of not having Bray just win the Rumble.
Yeah.
I think he would be a better number one contender candidate because people would get really behind him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like him winning the belt at Mania off of Randy Orton, put Orton in the chamber and have Orton win the belt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would have made more sense to flip it.
It's always great going into this is a rule of wrestling. Put this on. Maybe we should get a rule thing in here. A rule is Randy Orton should go into Mania as the champion.
Right. Yeah.
No one's looking to see Orton win a belt at Mania.
No,
but we love to see him stripped of a belt at Mania.
Yeah, especially by Bray. If they could work something with the story, because I don't know where that's because now Orton doesn't want to face him.
Right, so that's the next thing. Is like, where are they going with that? I mean, clearly they're they're wrestling at Mania.
Yeah.
But a really cool thing I was thinking is that, okay, they won't face each other. It's cool if, like, they bring the GMs in and they're like, you have to face each other. He won the Rumble. And it's a thing where, like, they're like, nope.
Yeah.
No, like, we don't want to, yeah. You know? I think that would be, like, really cool. Maybe Orton can make the case that, like, I want a Raw title shot.
Yeah, go after the red belt.
Or female title shot.
Yeah.
Orton versus Naomi.
Yeah.
You know, RKO, like, her ass. I don't know. That's not offensive.
No, I mean, no, I was really happy that she won it, too. She was, like, the last...
She's Naomi's so hot.
Yeah, she's very, very pretty.
I find her very hot. Okay, so, cool. So, Bray, so where would you... Fantasy booking, where would you go there? And then we'll move on to... I'm gonna keep on this topic, but okay. Where would you go here?
Oh, like from here on out?
Yeah.
Well,
where would you... Alex Doomy, where would you go from here on out? Let's rip my radio announcer voice. How was that, Zig?
I honestly don't know.
I had some coffee. With Bray and Orton. But I'll expand it. Where do we go with that title? Going into Mania.
Keep it on Bray forever is my thing. I want him to at least have it for a few months.
Well, if I could retro, I'd say keep it on AJ forever.
Well,
I still don't know why AJ just doesn't have the title going into Mania.
Right.
Why not keep the hottest guy hot going into the hottest event of the year, you know?
Right.
Well, I guess SummerSlam is technically hotter if we're going full temperature.
Right. But I would love to see... I would love to see AJ even... I mean, I wouldn't want to see him win it back, but if
AJ Bray would have been cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you wanted to push Bray, the Rumble was the place to do it.
Right. And then have him win it.
And what if Orton eliminated himself?
That's what I thought was going to happen.
Right. I think you said that. I think I remember you saying that on the pod. Weird.
Yeah. I want them because I like Bray for the same reason that I like The Undertaker is... Character's awesome. The entrance is cool. The fucking whole attitude is just super evil.
Yeah.
And I want them to kind of go farther in the direction of him being able to, like, control people's minds and lean into that, like, fantasy aspect of, like, he's this weird cult leader who can get people. I want to see the Wyatt family be bigger.
Yeah. Well, people forget. I went back and when I was sick, you guys remember when I was sick on here because I cry like a baby on this podcast when I'm sick. I was sick and I watched Daniel Bryan's WrestleMania 30 run, you know, and I started at the Rumble.
Yeah.
Cause I mainly wanted to, the main thing I was looking for was crowd. I wanted to see the crowd. So I wanted to see when he gets eliminated from that Rumble, I think, or no, he's not even in that Rumble. People are like, they're like, you know, they're flipping out. But the thing I realized from that pay-per-view is there's a match, Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan, on the card. That's why Daniel Bryan's not in the Rumble.
Oh, right.
And they have a great match. Bray Wyatt gives him Sister Abigail against the wall on the guard wall. And anyway, the point is Cena has a match against... I wanted to say Rusev.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Rusev. I don't know. Doesn't matter. The point is that the match gets interrupted by the full Wyatts, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And the crowd popped big.
Yeah.
Was that Philly?
Yeah.
Or was it the year before Philly? Anyway, whatever. Not important. Yeah. They popped big for Wyatts. They showed up randomly in the ring, like, and went, and then they were, like, all in the four corners of the ring, you know? Yeah. And it was like, oh, we're establishing the feud of the Cena-Wyatt.
Right.
Or Bray. But that's, like, Bray at his best when he's, like, unpredictable. And he was so over. The crowd went insane. And it's thinking about it, they had like so many. Since then, he's not been over. They iced him. He lost that match to Cena. Then he lost Mania to Taker.
Mm-hmm.
And then lost a bunch of matches to Taker.
Yeah,
he built up that feud with Taker by himself, which is building up a feud by yourself is the recipe for boringness and for like burying yourself. It happened to Rollins this whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And so. It's crazy. It was crazy to see how over he is, and then now how he's like, it's like, oh, yes. And we all remember instantly he deserved it.
Yeah.
You know?
So fantasy booking.
Yeah.
My ultimate fantasy would be for, because of the parallels I see between the two, for Bray to retire The Undertaker at WrestleMania or where whenever it happens. So it's not specific to the belt, but like story-wise, I think that he's the only guy that should take him out.
That, again, Newman, that would have been great. Like, have Taker win that Rumble also.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's these are all sensible plans. None of these plans, none of the good plans fit Randy Orton.
Right.
Unless this... Now, you got to give WWE credit. We said from the Rumble that this Rumble's been, like, the most unpredictable. But this Road to Mania has been, like, one of the more unpredictable ones.
Yeah.
Because looks like they're throwing... They might throw a wrench in the work and give Goldberg the title.
I think that's going to happen.
Yeah. I can't see how it does it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just based on the booking, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to say in that arena. Yeah, none of them fit Randy. So, and I hate when they just make it a three-man match for no reason.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think with Bray, Randy, that's a cool match. I like it. I hope Bray retains, but it would have been cool to see Bray win the belt off of Randy. But
for
I guess,
sure.
Yeah. I would love if we're talking about the unpredictability. That was my original point. I would love if Randy sticks to this thing and is like, he's like, I'm not going to fight you. And they ride that out to Mania.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. And then Bray fights somebody else.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah. Cause I don't want Orton to betray him. Like that feels like it might be happening. But I don't want that. I like Orton in the Wyatt family.
I just feel about Orton's little acting, his little, like, the master.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's stiff as a board with some of that shit.
It was super weird. I think even the writing was weird on that, too. He was like, oh, my master. Like, does he call him master? Like, you know, I don't mind that Randy Orton's like, I'm into Bray Wyatt, but if you're not going to change your vest even to leather and grow a beard, then, like, don't use the flowery language. Like, you're half committing.
Right, yeah. You still get a foot out the door.
It's cool that you're like, I'm going to align myself with this guy. But then Bray was like, you now have the keys to the kingdom. I was like, all right, cool.
I mean, that match, Luke Harper and Orton.
Luke Harper looks like he's in good shape.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah.
He's very jacked.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I like that match a lot.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to.
It was good.
And he really sort of, again, cold take. Luke Harper shined.
Yeah, Luke Harper is very over with the IWC and the smart marks. Yeah, he's good. I like him. I thought that the Elimination Chamber card in general, I was watching it. I was like, I don't care about any of these matches except for the Chamber.
Yeah.
But like I said, it felt like a UFC card where it was like you're just watching it for the main event or like a boxing card.
Right.
All right. That being said, that match was good, but I didn't care about any of the other matches.
No.
Maybe you didn't care. The one you could argue I cared about was Alexa Bliss and Naomi, just because I'm a big Alexa Bliss fan. Mm-hmm. But we'll get into that in a little bit, because this is not pressing. But I will bring up one thing. It does have to do with the Alexa Bliss thing, and we'll mention it. And then we'll move on to, you know, we need to move on.
Uh-huh.
I think belts are moving too fast.
Whoa, yeah.
I mean, in a way, it is cool because it does play into that unpredictability we're talking about.
Yeah.
But the fact that there's so many belts and there's too many, they're starting to, like, Kenny Omega's point is like proving true that like he's like, I think some of my neighbors have held the WWE championship belt. You know.
Yeah.
You think about how Kenny Omega had that match with Okada, and he still didn't even win the belt.
Right.
There's a lot of power in losing strong.
Yeah.
It seems like the only way they know how to put people over is by giving them the belt really early.
They're leaning on that, like you said, the power of the belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is powerful. It is. But it's situationally powerful.
Yeah.
Like Naomi, I don't think she's ready to be champion.
Right.
You like her?
Well, I think it was, I like that she won.
My point is this, and then you're going to say your point. I just want to say, is like, I don't think just being like, I worked 8 years for this shit is like a justification. It's like working hard versus working smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kevin Owens came in and won the belt in 2 seconds because you're just awesome.
Yeah.
If Braun Strowman won the belt tomorrow, I'd be like, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not about the time.
Right.
Right? So anyway.
Yeah. Well, it felt like a gesture to her, because she was the last of like that original NXT class that nothing had really happened for. And so it was sort of like, oh, here you go. Here's a belt. And I'm sure it'll go back to Alexa Bliss soon.
Yes, but you're not entitled to the belt.
No.
This is actually a point that I am reminded of by a friend of the show, Jason Shapiro. I'm always like, yeah, but, you know, that guy, I kind of get caught in the trap of like, oh, they deserve that rub or whatever. But yeah. No, it's not everyone's a champion. Not everyone is the champion.
Right.
But it feels like in WWE, everyone's a champion. Like, it feels like Big Cass is going to win the belt. Ugh. Big Cass is a prime example of a guy who should never be the champion.
No.
Now, maybe I'll eat those words, but I doubt it based on his charisma.
Unless he learns how to speak.
No. Like, but I could easily see them giving him the belt.
Right.
And yeah. Anyway.
Well, Cena made
so
that
Alexa
point.
Bliss had yeah. a great run going
yeah.
that felt very earned. Mm-hmm. And then Naomi gets the belt, and she's kind of, this glow gimmick is dumb. It's not dumb, actually. I'll take that back. I actually could see somebody else pulling it off. But with her, it's just like, what gimmick can we give her? And it's not like she's like passionate about glow. Right. Like Alexa Bliss is like, she's playing the, you know, whatever. She's playing the bitch gimmick, yeah. right? The way friend of the show, Jason Shapiro, calls it, he's like, you know that sorority letter that yeah. went around? He's like, she wrote that.
That's
and
it,
I'm
yeah.
like, that's it. She's like the most bitch celebrity, sorority bitch
yeah.
like that you could possibly get. That in that classic way, I don't mean like, oh, yeah, she's being a bitch. I mean like that archetype.
Right.
Right? Like
yes.
douche, bitch, whatever, you know?
Right.
But she's doing it the most extreme, and she pulls it off so well.
Yeah.
Like, on SmackDown last week, when she was like, forgot to even address Naomi, I was like, she was talking about Mickie James, and was like, didn't even address her opponent at the contract signing.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. Yeah. Anyway, go.
What else, I would see him, when he, in the beginning of SmackDown, he said kind of the same thing, but to Bray Wyatt, of like, no one deserves that belt. You have to earn it. And I had texted you when I was watching it to say that Cena's a heel right now, because like, how does Bray not deserve, like, he earned the shit out of that.
Yeah.
And he's been seen as being an asshole for no reason.
To be fair, the Elimination Chamber is a ridiculous way to lose a belt.
Right.
The Elimination Chamber should never have a title on the line. It should be a number one contender match only.
Right.
Then it's like, all right, you won the lottery and you get a title shot. But when you lose your belt, you're the champion, you go to that match where you is randomly chosen who enters first.
Right.
Anyone could pin you and you lose your belt. Plus, if any of them were smart, they'd all just team up on the champion right away just to make sure the belt moves.
Yeah.
You know, that I get. But I don't think Cena can say that because, like, kayfabe wise, you are like acknowledging that the Elimination Chamber is stupid.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, he could just be, you know, respectful. Congratulations, you did it, but I'm going to take it back.
Right.
Do like attack his credibility against, of all people, Bray Wyatt
yeah.
is like a dickhead move.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make him, it's not a face thing.
The only thing he did do that was kind of cool was he did say, he did kind of say, like, you got these people duped, which plays like the character game of Bray Wyatt.
Right.
That, like, he's like a cult leader.
Yeah.
And that I thought was kind of clever. But Cena, yeah, you're right. Cena always does that gray area of like the jock on your team who's like, you're the underdog team and you won. And he tries to wait to tell you why you didn't really earn it and you cheated. And like you took a half court shot and like that's not good strategy, but it went in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's like kind of like that. But yeah, I think, you know, the only thing we know is that Cena's actually a respectful guy backstage.
Right.
But yeah, totally. He's in a gray area. He's been in a gray area since the stuff he was saying to AJ.
Yeah.
And when AJ was so over, and he still is over, but I'm saying when AJ was the champ and he and Cena was coming in, it was like, oh no, Cena, don't take the belt away from this guy. He's like actually a wrestler.
Yeah.
And AJ was calling him a wrestler and it felt like it was getting under Cena's skin.
Yeah.
And you're never not a heel when you're like going on the Today Show.
Right.
You know yeah. what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're always like, yeah. So no, I know what you're saying. I agree. But Naomi, these belts, they're moving too fast.
Yeah.
I mean, the point where they like, I don't know. I mean, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, when she earned it off of Becky Lynch, that felt cool because it also, I remember being like, oh, Alexa's like, she's like doing some really good work here. And I remember feeling like she's doing a better job than Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, I think Alexa Bliss, I'm like, I'm enjoying her more. And then the way she won was just like throwing her through that table.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, okay. that I just have such a problem with Naomi. Like, I just don't think she's good.
Yeah. Well, I've kind of to jump brands for a second. The fact
talent, that very, very athletic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about Bayley. I don't like her with the belt. I don't think that I just get so tired of hearing her. She needs to learn how to speak. And after, like, you know, the last episode I was on, we had Ryan here.
Yeah.
And I kind of made the point of, like, we all know what bad wrestling looks like. We know what, like, when it's shitty.
Right.
And to that point, nobody in WWE is, like, shitty.
Yeah.
But she's not, she seems like a very nice person, but when she's, like, doing her whole, like, her all of her promos, I just don't buy any of it.
Yeah, you don't like any of her promo work?
No.
Do you like her in-ring stuff?
I do, but it's, I'm more, like, I like the in-ring stuff, but if you're not, if you just sound like a dummy when you're talking, I just don't. She didn't do anything to.
All right, that's a spicy take.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that Bayley has failed to connect a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that the thing I like about Bayley is the authenticity, you know? Uh-huh. Like, she's clearly that, like, big WWE mark, like, her whole life, and is, like, living her dream.
Right,
and,
which I love.
Yeah, which I love. But, again, I don't know why she needed to win the belt on a random Raw.
Right.
I don't know why these belts are moving like this. It's cool when a belt moves on Raw, but it's like, oh, so there's, why does Bayley need the belt before Mania?
Unless they're just trying to push up Charlotte's, like.
But don't do it at the expense of the integrity of this right. belt that's already new.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, they've all held it.
Yeah, because now what? Charlotte is, what, a six-time champion, I think?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, she will be the best female wrestler of all time, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she'll go down as the best. She's gonna main event WrestleMania. Like, she's
only gonna get better.
So, yeah. So, if anyone's gonna have the record, it deserves to be her. Like, she should have more title runs than a Bella.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But, so that's fine. But why have her drop this belt? I don't know. Unless they wanted to win it back. But if think about it, when you're watching a match between any of them right now, if they change belts, I won't feel anything.
No.
Right.
Yeah, because it's, because it's, I expect it to go back to her. It says, oh yeah, okay, now it's hers again.
Right.
And in a week it'll be Sasha's.
Yeah, plus, did Bayley need to win the belt by cheating?
Oh yeah,
I mean,
right, yeah.
She won it from Sasha, and like whatever, she cheated. You know, whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. It's like Kevin Owens won by cheating, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. But it doesn't matter. The belts are moving. There's too many belts, and they're moving too fast. Now, luckily, like the Bray one felt good.
Yeah.
But think about it. Cena held it for two weeks between.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not sure what that was about, except for just getting that 16 nod.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's too many belts. They're moving too fast.
Yeah.
It's their belts are watered down, and they're too colorful, and they don't look.
Wrestling.
Yeah, they don't feel special.
It's too fast.
I forgot
too
Dean colorful. Ambrose was the IC champion.
Yeah,
there's like
too,
so
yeah.
many belts. I mean, wow. They really didn't reward Biz for his great year here. Seems like.
Yeah.
That's a side note. All right, cool. The belts are moving too fast. Now let's get into it. So what I want to say, I was watching this segment, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The friendship celebration.
Yeah.
I watched this segment, and during it, while watching it, I go, I'm watching a classic moment of wrestling. I felt like I was like, this is an instant classic. This felt awesome.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
So funny. Yeah, it was so great.
It was so great.
Yeah.
Everything about it was so well produced.
Yeah.
It was so funny. It was so entertaining. I almost forgot I was at the wrestling ring.
Yeah.
You know, and like they try that so hard with the, you know, Ambrose Asylum and Miz TV. But this one, it felt like, oh, we're in Vegas.
Yeah.
And we're seeing a show. And I, it was start to finish so good. What are your thoughts?
Oh,
I'll shut up.
No, I loved it. The Jericho, again, just being the best in the world at what he does.
Yeah.
His outfit, we'll talk about costuming for a second, the sequin jacket, the sequin fedora.
Yeah.
Did you notice?
Just got a text, by the way, from a friend of the show, Arlen Marmel, said, Jericho has been spectacular.
Yeah.
that just popped in.
Did you notice that when before the Friendship Festival happened and Triple H comes and he takes Owens aside, they showed a little like clip of them kind of talking, like after the commercial, you can clearly see that Triple H is telling him, you don't need Jericho.
Really?
Cut him out. Yeah, watch it again and read his lips. He's just saying, he's like, you don't need him. Cut him out, blah, blah, blah. So that leads me to believe that Triple H is up to his games, and he's, I don't know what, if he's going to involve Owens in, like, Joe in some aspect, like a, I don't know, a stable or something, but he's involved with that. He used the one who told Owens to kick him to the curb.
Who knows where they're going? I mean, Seth Rollins is, like, not even around. They got Joe. But, yeah, so, I mean, look, I actually didn't see this coming. I know that sounds stupid.
Yeah.
But I just didn't feel like this was the moment they were going to break them up.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I saw Triple H pull him to the side. I felt like they were going to do that at Fastlane.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought Jericho was going to... Jericho has a line in the friendship celebration where I thought this would set up the feud because Kevin Owens is not as into it. And Jericho's like, you don't appreciate me.
Right.
And he had a line that was like, I guarantee you will beat Goldberg. And I was like, oh, well, maybe he'll, you know, you'll beat him by DQ or like it'll be something where it's like, all right, you beat him, but it messed up the, you know, he still beat up Kevin Owens.
Right.
I know that would keep the belt on Kevin Owens, but I'm not sure they're giving the belt to Goldberg. That seems too obvious.
Right. It does seem obvious, and here's why to me.
Yeah.
I think that the reason that they had them break up at this point is because it was the only way to get Owens enough heat so that when Goldberg does win, he doesn't get booed out of the building.
Right.
Because now, all the smarks who like Jericho, that's not happening anymore, so they're mad at Owens. And that's hopefully what will make them cheer for Goldberg. Because if and when he wins that red belt, it's not going to go the way they think it will with the crowd.
Goldberg?
I don't think the crowd will appreciate him winning it.
They don't care about that belt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Jericho's... All right, so a lot of things. Jericho was spectacular in this segment.
Yeah.
He was so funny to the point where, like, as a performer, I perform. I get to, I'm a working actor and a comedian. I last week I couldn't record this podcast because I was on a commercial.
Ooh.
Okay? And I got cut from the commercial on set.
Oh, no.
It's a big commercial. I lost a lot of money.
Oh.
Sucked so bad. They went overtime and didn't have time to shoot my line was the button of the commercial. So they were probably just like, let's just cut the tag. You know what I mean?
Ugh.
Anyway, I had a bad feeling. They pushed my call back 2 hours back.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I couldn't get in here. And then And my fitting went long. It was like, ooh, these are the signs of a ship that is not moving at the proper speed.
Yeah.
All right, what was I talking about? Jericho. His performance was so good in this.
Great.
When he was smiling and he, like, put his arms around the girls, all that. He's, like, walking to the ring. I mean, also part of this, I want to give credit to WWE. That, I don't know, people don't talk about it enough, but that, the platform of Raw and SmackDown, the light-up platform, LED, the screen, the projection.
Yeah, on the stage.
They're able to do such cool shit there. As a theater nerd, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, Miz, it has, like, a carpet roll.
Mm-hmm.
That's so dope. Anyway, that was so great. And then Jericho, like, he's just so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you saying, like, minimalistic... what was he saying about the art? He was like, it was minimalist maximism.
Yeah.
Was that the art?
Yeah.
Is that real?
No, I don't think so.
Zig, look that up. Is that a kind of art, minimalist maximism? I'm sure I'm saying that wrong.
Yeah.
But it's just like, basically was like a kissy statue.
Yeah.
Right?
It was in like an embrace.
Yeah. And the Sistine Chapel was really well done.
I wanted that.
So bad. Yeah, you want that?
Yeah.
I want that. Yeah.
And the arts, maximalism is a reaction against minimalism, is an aesthetic of excess and redundancy.
So he just took two completely opposed ideas. That's minimalist maximalism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so funny. Then we got to talk about it.
Yeah.
The it moment.
Yep.
During commercial break. Now, look, I watched Raw on an illegal website.
Wrestling.china.
I was like, oh, was there a gap here? What happened? And then I checked in with my friend who actually works at WWE, and he said that he says, you know, you're going to regret they took a full commercial break, and then when he came back, he said it.
Yeah. I get he stood there the whole time, I wonder.
That was brilliant. Yeah, he probably just stood there. I mean, and good for Jericho to find, like, it's kind of awesome because we talk about how, like, you know, in sports, Tom Brady's going to retire. He's like 40. Louis C.K. didn't get famous until he was like 43, right? You know, or whatever, you know. I don't know how old he was, but it's like, there's being, it's Jericho, we were making fun of him because he's like older. Yeah. And it's just like working. He's just following the comedy.
Yeah.
It's amazing because it's funny to be older and act, especially because he acts young and that's actually just authentic to him.
Yeah.
You know? That was great. The Kevin Owens turn was also great. Mm-hmm. That moment where he gave him the, I didn't know what was happening.
No.
I knew that like maybe he's going to turn on him, but like what's he going to give him?
Yeah. What's so much more evil that he like.
Like, did you predict that this is going to be a list that says the list of Kevin Owens and then Jericho's name is going to be on the list and then he's going to beat him up?
No.
That's fucking great. It's a movie.
Yeah.
It's cinematic.
Yeah. And it's truly evil to like take the time to like, I'm going to make a list, write his name on it, make him open the gift, make him see that, and then attack him.
So there were people complaining about this segment. Not complaining, but just being like, oh, so I saw it coming from my way. Well, they have a TV on stage. Like, obviously someone's going through it. I was like, that's not valid. There's always a TV during any talk show segment. Miz TV, highlight reel, there's always a TV.
Right.
Why wouldn't there be a TV? And also, who cares?
Yeah.
What's wrong with, like, obvious wrestling foreshadowing?
Yeah.
It's more like Chekhov's gun or something. It was like, oh, I hope somebody goes to that screen, and that's going to feel sad. I don't know.
I'm so over people complaining about this shit. Like, online.
I'll judge if you're over. Okay, I'll be the judge if you're over.
Like,
I'm so over.
No, not so, so over.
Yeah, like, not right.
Yeah, but like, yeah, like online and shit. Just people like, oh, it's bullshit. You know, I saw it coming. It's predictable. It's, can you just? Do you enjoy anything? In your life?
What I mean, isn't whenever I watch wrestling, I always know that there's one of two options that can happen most of the time.
Right.
And then whichever one happens, you know what I mean? Like, it's either, like, all right, Bray Wyatt at the end of that segment and Randy Orton gets on his knees. It's like he might jump up and give him an RKO.
Right.
Or he might not. If he gave the RKO, I'm not going to be like, oh, man, I knew it. Like, think about all the times that you were wrong. I was positive he's just going to give him an RKO.
Right.
And then he didn't. But then I don't give that credit because, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If he does it, then I'll be like, yeah, I knew it was going to happen. But if it doesn't happen, do I go like, I didn't know it was not going to happen.
Right. No,
do you know what I mean?
But if you're a shithead wrestling fan and it doesn't happen, you go, oh, this is bullshit. Nothing ever happens. It's boring. And if it does happen, you go, oh, so predictable. Saw it coming.
Yeah.
It's just, it goes back, like I said, like we know what bad wrestling looks like.
Right.
It's not this. It hasn't been this. Give it a fucking rest.
Yeah. This I don't know how you could complain about this segment. Yeah. It was so good. And, like, Jericho was amazing. Kevin Owens immediately went dead in the eyes.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And we got, it was, he transformed back into old Kevin Owens, like, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
He instantly was a, like, prize fighter asshole. And then when he knocked over that statue, like, Kevin Owens, two amazing performers, you know? Now, I've been complaining on the show for a while that Kevin Owens' title run has been buried by comedy.
Yeah.
And it was tough because it's like when something's clicking, like the Jericho thing, you ride it.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get that. You can always go back to being asshole heel. Like, Joe is showing up and working so well by going that way. That's, like, kind of a surefire route. Even though Kevin Owens might be the best at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, it's, you know, not. I'm excited to see Kevin Owens just be like, I didn't need you. This is Kevin Owens. This is the guy. Remember, like, when he was up against Cena and he's ripping up, talking about how his kids like Cena and that drives him nuts? Like, we're very far removed from that guy. And it's weird because he's the champion.
Right, yeah.
And the believable way for him to be champion is that guy.
Yeah.
So
I saw this really funny picture of somebody had, like, a screenshot of Owens when they were outside of the ring, and Owens is kind of like leaning against the ring. Jericho's knocked out, and the caption this person wrote was, by the way, I faked every orgasm.
Bastards. All right. Yeah, I mean, that. Whatever. That's that. You know, that was great. So now we have a lot of options. You know, you don't really know. It makes sense to give Goldberg the belt because Goldberg Lesnar is a WrestleMania main event caliber match.
Right.
You can't deny it.
Who do you think would win? I mean, I think Lesnar
wins the belt,
win.
And then you have Lesnar be the champion. Like, this, that's always great. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't been the champion in a couple of years at this point, right? So it's fine. Yeah, so I think that's fine. But the thing is, as much as this breakup was good, I'm not excited about a Kevin Owens Jericho feud.
Yeah, no, neither am I.
Because it's like Jericho, it's like I said, he's a comedy act. So I don't really take him that seriously as a wrestler.
Yeah.
Even though he's not a bad wrestler or anything. It's just Kevin Owens is the guy who like beat John Cena
right
in his first match. Like it's time for Kevin Owens to fight like Joe and like maybe an Owens Triple H match, like something like that.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I just think the Jericho match, it sucks because I'm disrespecting Jericho in a way, but He's more of a comic sure. relief now.
Yeah.
And he can have the U.S. title. That's fine.
Right.
But it just feels like a waste of Kevin Owens, even though I understand that, like, that feud is, like, it's hard to resist it for Mania.
Yeah. Yeah. I would, I mean, who knows what's going to happen, because it may be somebody like, it may be something like Triple H Owens if Joe ends up being, like, Triple H's new guy. And he replaces Owens. Just
yeah,
like
where do they go with this thing? So now, if Kevin Owens is on board with this Joe Triple H train, what's their goal?
Main event Mafia, baby.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess. I mean, I love what Joe's doing. I've been waiting for him to come up.
Yeah,
you know this. He still feels like NXT Joe.
Yeah,
where he's this like dangerous dude.
Yeah.
And
the suit's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
First off, he should never not wear a suit.
Yeah.
That was one of my beefs, is his debut. I don't know why he was dressed like Stone Cold now. I don't know what that thought process was, and I almost think that it led to the Rollins injury.
Yeah.
It was like you weren't dressed right.
Yeah.
The suit, terrific. His interview with Michael Cole, great.
Yep.
His slight jab of Sami Zayn that I could not believe was going to lead to an actual feud.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing. He was just like, yeah, there's a bunch of guys who come up here and they do nothing, like Sami Zayn. And he's just like giving him like a random example. And then Zayn, I like that, let Zayn beat Rusev. That felt good. I don't know what you do with Zayn, though. I don't know how to make Zayn over. Like, he's a real interesting guy because he's not like a dud of a personality.
No.
But he is like a little bit vanilla.
Yeah, I think, and I've been thinking this for a little bit, I think we need to start seeing more factions. I think there's a lot of wrestlers that are sort of in the same-ish category as each other, and that's why people like Sami Zayn kind of fall by the wayside or you kind of forget about them.
Right.
So you need to start grouping these guys together in like teams and have like just have them join forces and then see who can come out of that. But yeah, I don't know who Zayn would go with, but
yeah, I mean, I'm obviously down for that.
Yeah,
I'm down for that. I don't know what we'll do with that Joe Zayn. I don't know what that leading to Mania. Like, right. Joe can obviously just have Fastlane, Joe versus Zayn, and Joe will win handily. That's fine. But what are they doing with Joe at Mania?
I don't know. I liked a couple weeks ago his match against Reigns.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot. It actually got me excited to see
Reigns. What's the last bad Roman Reigns match you remember?
I don't know.
Triple H at Mania last year?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so he's had like a full year of good matches. Yeah, and we still hate him.
Yeah, well, he's been getting like the last couple times he's been on the mic, he's been just like, here I am, I'm going to kick your ass, period.
Yeah.
No jokes, no nothing.
Right.
And it's working.
Yeah. No, it is working, but it is like, but then there is a disconnect. It's like, you are acting like the people are behind him and they're not, and yeah, it's off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Strowman is the face in the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
World's strongest man.
Yeah. He's great. So Strowman is killing it.
Yes.
Strowman's killing it. I love it. He squashed Reigns 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, yeah.
And he beat Mark Henry. So they're just building him up. Can you keep a big man? That's the only thing I think about. Can you keep a big man up? Like, you know, he'll eventually have a match against like a Reigns and he'll lose clean.
Yeah.
And then is he done? That seems to be the path of like Big Show has never been serious since he debuted and he like threw Stone Cold, right?
Right.
Actually,
yeah.
I think he threw Stone Cold through the fence, and then he was in a cage match, and then he threw him so hard that he won.
Right.
I think that was a Valentine's Day Massacre against Vince, but maybe I'm wrong. But like, I know that one time Big Show threw him in the cage, and then he won the match because he threw him through. But I'm saying, like, when Big Show came in and was up against Stone Cold, you were like, oh shit, like, right. That's awesome. Like, this guy's a monster. But the second he beats him, you're like, all
right. Right, yeah. Unless, like...
But Braun, I think, might have the charisma
right.
and the character to... I think he's the guy I'm banking on who will survive.
Yeah, well, I think what you have to do is, like, have him build up a feud against another sort of, like, monstrous guy.
Right.
That if he loses to, then you can continue, like, a parlay back and forth between the two of them, you know, as they out-monster each other.
Totally. That running power slam looks brutal.
Yeah.
I would not want that.
No.
All right, cool. What else we got on the docket here? So do you see the Emelina thing?
Yeah.
So apparently they pulled the plug on her gimmick.
Yeah.
But like she couldn't commit hard enough to it and they want to save the gimmick.
Yeah.
So she came out and was just like, now I'm transferring. She goes, I'm transforming back into Emma.
Yeah.
That was just so like.
Someone in the crowd, if you watch it again, yells, we don't care what your name is.
I know. What were they going to go with? They're going to make her like a bikini babe?
Yeah. So that's what I read. They were going to make her sort of like a sex pot, non-wrestler type of like Sable type of situation and she couldn't commit fully to that. So they're going to take it.
Why? Because she felt it was like sexist?
I assume. I mean, because it is, right?
Right.
She's not a bad wrestler.
No.
And so I think she just didn't want to go that route and wasn't committing to it. So they decided to pull the plug and have her go back to being Emma. Social debut and re-debut and probably win a belt.
Right. All right, whatever. I have nothing to say about that. here's a random thought.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Ascension was pretty good the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
Well, no. See, that's what... I wish they would do this more. Because they do it in NXT a lot where they'll make... You know, if somebody's going to job to somebody, they at least make them look strong.
Yeah.
And then, so when they lose, it's like, oh, well, they still kind of beat the shit out of those guys.
Yeah, when they showed up, American Alpha were like down and out because the Usos cheated and beat them up.
Right.
And they were like, you know, and then the Ascension music hit and I was like hot for it. Like I was into it. I popped. I was like, oh, these fucking guys are going to come beat their ass. And then they did that high-low finisher they have. Their finisher is like, I call it high-low because there was a, you know, I don't know. There's some finisher, it's like high-low where it's like one guy goes low, one guy goes high, you know.
Right.
And that's their version. They both just like one gives a clothesline from hell, one gives him a low dive.
Yeah.
You know? And they did it in a way that like looked awesome. I think their new face paint was better.
Yeah.
It looks like the smaller ones in better shape.
Yeah, it's getting better. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Victor and Connor.
Yeah.
They went back to the way that their entrance was shot in NXT, where the cameras move up.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's symbols up there.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. It matters. It's small things that matter. And I don't know if this will wear off, but I'm kind of popping for the Ascension right now.
Yeah, I mean.
More than American Alpha, who is a way better tag team.
Yeah.
But they're not connected.
No.
They're not over at all.
Jordan, what's his name? Jason Jordan. Is it Jason Jordan?
Yeah, Jason Jordan and
Chad Gable.
Chad Gable.
He does the like Kurt Angle, like I'm going to take my singlet down thing way too often.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, every time he like throws someone out of the ring, it's like, oh, it's go time.
Yeah.
When like Angle would just do that when it was like he was like hulking up.
Yeah.
But he does it all the time.
Yeah. Angle would also put it back up sometimes so he could do it again. yeah, cool. I thought that was weird. This is the last thing I'm going to talk about, and it's maybe the weirdest thing to mention. I can't get over how bad TJ Perkins is.
Oh God,
talk about that guy. You like when you get the ball and you just fumble it and score on your own basket and you whatever. I mean, he won the Cruiserweight Classic, which is like one of the most successful things WWE has ever done. I mean, within the wrestling community, you know. And also, I remember when he won, I was like, that's cool. That guy was good.
Right.
And then, I mean, geez, he cuts a promo.
Dude.
He reads like he has no feeling. And he was reading things that are like supposed to be like authentic. And it's like so stiff.
Yeah. Are you referring to like it was like a little kind of like a vignette SmackDown?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm TJ Perkins. I was the first. This is literally how he reads it.
Yeah.
I'm TJ Perkins. I was the first Cruiserweight champion. and I'm going to be the next cruiserweight champion. Like, yeah. Oh God.
His claim to fame is that, like, I was at one time I did all right, but then I messed it up.
Yeah.
Like, I got an opportunity that I had to blow. Like,
they should make it so that he's like kayfabe, like living in his car again. Like, make him homeless TJ.
I'm kind of like bummed that Neville. I'm kind of bummed that Neville is called like the king of cruiserweights because he's like, he's fucking awesome right now.
Right.
And like now it's like, oh, but he's the cruiserweight guy.
He's stuck in 205.
But I think he could be like easily the IC champion.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. I would like to see that. I would like to see the cruiserweights start to like come up into the regular roster, sort of like, hey, fuck this 205 live stuff.
I think that will happen. That has to be the plan.
Yeah.
Obviously. Like, it can't be, it can't be like, oh, we're going to keep it separate.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. Can I find one of these things?
Did you just say that me as WWE Universe Wrestle?
I forgot to play this, and I was looking at my phone. Whoa, this is Kevin Owens messed up. I think he actually recovered pretty well, if I remember. Hey, can we hear this?
Did you just say that me as WWE Universe Wrestle? Whoa.
Who's he talking to? Who is that?
Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns.
Spit it out, Junior.
Did you just say that me as WWE Universe Wrestle?
Universe Chet.
Wow. I knew I had one here that I forgot to play on the show. What's this? He's trying to say humanity.
To Nandy.
I see these on my phone and then I forget to do them on the show because I love it. He's
an embarrassment to Nandy.
He is an embarrassment to sports entertainment. He is an embarrassment to humanity.
Oh, poor AJ.
I should do these in a more professional capacity, but I really enjoy them. I love a nice mess up.
A little botch.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Anything else I'm missing? Anything else going on? You check it out. I have not been watching NXT. Bobby Roode doing good work.
Yeah, you don't like him that much, but
he's mediocre.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I
like his finish.
Yeah,
I gotta say, like the glorious DDT.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say, I like that variant on a DDT.
He smacks him on the back.
Yeah, it's like a lifted one.
Yeah.
A lifted DDT. I like that. I think that's cool. I think he's a guy who like in the 80s would have been the best wrestler.
Yeah, well, that's why I like him. He seems like that kind of like old school kind of heel.
No, that I don't mind. The packaging I like.
Yeah.
But I think promo wise, a lot of these guys are really talented on the mic. And yeah, he feels like a guy who, okay, like he feels like a, you know, like a little more like, I don't want to say Rick Rude. Rick Rude was pretty good.
Yeah.
But he does have that vibe of Rick Rude.
Yeah.
Like he easily could just be like shaking his dick and, he'll be good. I'm just saying he's like, again, it's these guys who are in the indie scene and too much. They don't develop the mic skills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been watching NXT
TNA forever.
I've been watching NXT pretty regularly. I like it a lot. I think it's more consistently entertaining than the other two, for me anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I know the tonight they have Trent Seven versus Tyler Bate for the UK championship on NXT. I'm excited for...
I've watched none of the UK shit.
Oh, yeah. The second half. Just watch the second half of it. And then I'm excited for Pete Dunne to come up.
Yeah.
I'm excited for... what's his fucking name? I think they're going to call him Aleister Black. Oh, Tommy End. For him to finally get into the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good UK wrestlers, yeah.
I got to check it out. There's so much.
Yeah.
There's so much. And I'm going to PWG on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Got my tickets. I'm going to see Cody wrestle. I'm going to see the Bucks. I'm going to see Adam Cole, baby. I'm going to see...
That motherfucker is like...
Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah. He's like... Adam Cole's like, what, like 25 or something? Jesus.
He's coming to WWE already. Like, it's already like, once his contract up,
I think it's
already like in the works. Yeah. Cool. All right. Hey, anything you want to tell everyone about? You want to plug that web series?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, check out the first three episodes that we did a while ago. It's called In Focus. It's just a little, like a PBS parody of, like a travel show. It's on YouTube. Other than that, it's not paranoia, it's the Usos.
That's what I'm gonna get across. Oh, yeah. Is that their new catchphrase?
I liked it.
I loved it. Yeah. I love the Usos. I forgot to say that. The Usos are great. I mean, I think the Usos were like, I mean, they had such a bad gimmick for so long.
Yeah.
They're like, now they're working. I love it. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Hey, follow me on Twitter, @DBlackAttack. Join the discussion, baby. The hottest wrestling discussion on Facebook. It's the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page. I'm turning away all bots. Don't worry. It's all real people. No chicks with hot asses and nine friends. That's it. That's not happening. Girls who joined Facebook in January. And they're tens. They never heard about social media until January, and they're a 10.
Make America great again.
Yeah. Here's a random question. Will Donald Trump be president in 2018?
No, I don't think he's going to be president in May.
Zeke, will Donald Trump be the president January 2018?
I don't think he'll make it past September.
That's amazing. Everyone thinks that.
Yeah.
You know what? Today, the news breaking about that he had consistent contact with Russia, his aides, that is the thing that was like, oh, maybe this isn't just all my liberal friends praying to the gods.
I mean, I'll say this. You don't piss off the deep state like he has and continue to be president.
Yeah,
it just doesn't. It's happened. The other time it happened, I think we all know about.
Yeah.
And this time it's he's not going to make it till May.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He'll be on WWE again.
The weird thing is that I really don't like him as president. I mean, this is not a political podcast. Turn this off if you don't like this part.
Yeah.
I don't like him as president at all. Obviously, you know that. But I will miss him because this has been very wild.
Yeah.
I mean, the news has become the most entertaining. You know, it's pro wrestling. The news has become pro wrestling.
It's indiscernible. It's indiscernible from around. Like, there was that guy. It was a the town hall meeting.
Yeah.
And he, like, cuts a heel promo to his constituents. He's, like, talking about death panels. And they start to boo him. And he's like, all right, children. I'm like, this guy's a heel.
He's also, like, he, like, casually throws out the most controversial stuff.
Yeah.
He's, like, on the. It's like him and Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, shows up to the White House. They go right onto the pulpit. They haven't, like, you know, he just showed up. And he's like, well, I'm going to ask him to, you know, cut back on the settlements, and you're yo, man, you talk to him in the room about that first. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You don't just say, like, I'm going to ask you to do it. Like, he's looking for the answer of, like, I'm going to stop that.
Right.
It's like, this is stuff that's going on for, like, 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump's just going to say it in public and bully him in front of people. It's amazing.
Ask him very nicely not to have them anymore.
Yeah, you saw that? He goes, I'm going to ask him. And but that's the stuff that's the stuff about him that I like. It's just like when he's just doing stuff because he doesn't understand protocol and he doesn't care to learn it.
Yeah.
It's not even really that he's being an asshole, though. I mean, that's definitely part of it, but I don't think that's 100% of it. I think part of it is just like, I'm excited about this talking point they gave me.
Right.
So do you say it now or do I say it later? I don't know what it is. All right. Anyway, hey, keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.